What is there to say about every? Well, I just said it. That it's pronounced every. It's two syllables, even though from the spelling it looks like three. The second E is silent. The word could have been spelled E-V-R-Y. Every is a very high-frequency word for children, so they're going to need to be able to read it. In thinking about how to teach this word, we should think about our goals. We want children to be able to connect the spelling of a word with the way it's pronounced. In the beginning, they read words aloud. With additional skill, they are able to generate a mental phonological code that doesn't require overt speech. Whether overt speech or mental phonology, the code the reader produces has to match the one they know from oral language. If it does, they can access everything they already know about the word from speaking and listening. This is how we connect print to our existing knowledge of spoken language. For this to work, phonics instruction has to take into account how words are actually pronounced. Earlier in the history of English, the word every was related to ever, and there was greater overlap in the word's pronunciations. That was a long time ago. In American English, the pronunciation and meaning of every changed over time, moving farther away from ever. Note, it's still three syllables in many dialects of British English, and so those children will have to be taught differently. In teaching the word to American speakers, we don't want to group every with ever or other seemingly close neighbors like never, because there isn't any ever in every. Every can be taught with neighbors such as everyone, everything, everybody. Those are all common words that kids need to know, be able to read. Learning each of these words helps support the other words, and so it's less arbitrary and less sight word learning. Now here's a fun fact. We do sometimes pronounce every with three syllables, though it's very rare. It's done for emphasis, and it changes the meaning of the word in a subtle way. He misses that shot every time. Everyone knows that already. This emphasis trick works precisely because it's not the usual pronunciation. So teach every.